Hey everyone, Tilarit here and welcome back to the Comathon. So, raise your hand if you've ever been stuck in a loop of resentment. Maybe someone wronged you, or maybe you just find yourself replaying past mistakes over and over. It's like we carry these emotional burdens on our backs, dragging us down instead of lifting us up. Well, today, we're tackling the tough but truly liberating practice of forgiveness, not for them, but for you. Because let's be honest, holding on to anger and bitterness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts us way more than anyone else. And trust me, I get it. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or forgetting what happened. It's about releasing yourself from those painful emotions that are keeping you stuck. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. Number 1. Understand that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Ever heard the saying, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die? It's so true. Forgiveness isn't about excusing bad behavior, it's about choosing not to let it control your thoughts and feelings anymore. It's about freeing yourself from the prison of resentment. Number 2. Recognize that forgiveness takes time. Don't expect to go from fuming mad to Zen master overnight. It's a process, often messy and uncomfortable, but so worth it in the end. Be patient with yourself, just as you would be with a friend going through something similar. Number 3. Separate the person from their actions. You can forgive someone for what they did without condoning or forgetting it. You can acknowledge that their behavior was wrong while still choosing to release the anger and resentment you're holding on to. Remember, people are complex and we all make mistakes. Trying to hold someone to an impossible standard of perfection is just setting yourself up for disappointment. Number 4. Practice empathy. Putting yourself in the other person's shoes can be surprisingly helpful. It doesn't mean excusing their actions, but understanding their motivations or circumstances can sometimes shed light on why they acted the way they did. This doesn't make their actions right, but it can help you to see them with a bit more compassion. Number 5. Remember that forgiveness is about your well-being, not theirs. You don't have to tell the person you forgive them, and frankly, it's rarely necessary. Forgiveness is primarily for you. It frees you from the emotional burden of anger and resentment. It's about allowing yourself to heal and move forward. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work and a coworker takes credit for your brilliant idea. You feel furious, betrayed, and completely disrespected. You replay the situation in your head over and over, seething with anger. Sound familiar? Now imagine, instead of letting that anger fester, you choose to forgive your coworker. Maybe they weren't malicious, perhaps they were insecure or simply clueless. Regardless of their intentions, by choosing forgiveness, you free yourself from that emotional prison. You can focus on your own success, communicate assertively with your coworker, and even potentially turn the situation into a learning experience. See? Forgiveness doesn't mean letting things slide, it means taking control of your emotions and choosing a path towards peace. So, what are the key takeaways here? First, forgiveness is about you. It's about releasing yourself from the chains of anger and resentment. Second, it takes time, so be patient with yourself. Remember that you don't have to condone someone's actions, you just choose not to let them define your happiness. Lastly, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to let go of the pain and embrace peace. And remember, you are capable of incredible things. You have the power to choose forgiveness, to heal, and to create a life filled with joy and fulfillment. So I challenge you today. Think about someone or something that's been weighing on your heart. Consider taking those first steps towards forgiveness. It may feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, the journey is worth it. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Use #TheCalmWithin and let me know how you're practicing forgiveness in your life. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.